This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLordGTZ, and with me today I have a couple of usual folks with me. First up, Laser Kid.
I'm alive!
Also with us, J-Mac.
If the COVID doesn't kill me, Meowth will.
Speaking of which, here's Meowth.
Yep, that's me.
Meowth, that's right.
Yep.
I'm not sure if Laser got that reference.
Oh, I got that reference. I saw the cartoon.
I don't know nowadays with you, Laser. You're so old.
I was in high school when Pokemon came out, but, you know, it was on Kids WB. I watched it alongside Batman Beyond.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Except.
I like action cartoons. I've even seen Ben 10.
Now that really surprised me.
That doesn't surprise me, but then again, I know him.
Yes.
Did you enjoy Ben 10?
I enjoy through Ultimate Alien. After that, not
okay.
So much.
This is now the Ben 10 podcast.
This is now the Ben 10 podcast, where you get
Welcome to the Ben 10 podcast, where we rate every single Ben transformation.
I have pretty typical opinions. I really liked it through about Alien Force Season 2, and Season 3 it kind of got weird, but it was still good, and then after Ultimate Alien it got really bad. That's my hot take.
I like the Omniverse season, I just don't like the reboot stuff.
Well, the Omniverse is better than the reboot. I will give it that. I just didn't like it because it just felt off.
The art style is, I think, the biggest adjustment.
It is the biggest adjustment, but also the change of cast.
Yeah, that too. It's a very different type of show.
You know what didn't feel off?
What didn't feel off?
These last two fucking episodes of...
You got Spurs. What you asked for! We got some meaty boys!
Oh my god. Yes.
Ask and ye shall receive...
Oh, right. We talk about Demon Slayer here.
That Ben 10 podcast thing. It's our Marvel thing, but we talk about Demon Slayer sometimes, you know.
It's canceled. Okay, we're going back to Demon Slayer.
You've probably never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's super really niche.
Super obscure. You know what's funny is it was when I...
Hasn't broken any records in Japan at all.
No, none.
Yeah, nah. It's this underground... art house.
You have to get it in like the back room of the video store.
it's easier to find doujinshi of it than the real thing.
Oh my god. But yeah, today we're talking about episodes 6 and 7 of Demon Slayer Entertainment District Arc, which honestly might be two of the best episodes of the series so far.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Last
episode of the podcast, I was complaining about how, like, a lot of nothing was happening in the show, where it felt like it was just taking a long time for very little to happen. Yeah, that changed. That changed very rapidly this time.
That take aged like old milk. Granted, it was true at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, coincidentally, these two sets of episodes adapted a total of 7 chapters. Which is more than usual, too.
That's why it felt so dense. Jeez.
Meaty boys.
Yep, very meaty boys. I mean, we got a lot of info in this. I mean, to start off, like, we kind of continue the confrontation between Tanjiro and Daki. And, oh man, Tanjiro goes ham.
Oh my god.
Oh, yes. It's so, you love to see it.
And so does Daki, but Tanjiro goes ham.
So, Tanjiro goes ham, we're saying Daki goes cheese.
I knew you were gonna go there.
I had to.
Yeah, we also had a bit of lore here too, because like we have a kind of flashback to Rengoku's father sending a letter to Tanjiro, and he's talking about like why he like became kind of this drunken like kind of deadbeat,
and also
the stuff with the sun breathers and a mark that they all share.
Which I have my theories about that.
Yes, you do.
J-Mac, what are your theories? I'm curious.
So Rengoku's dad is like, yeah, I think you're a sunbreather because you have a red mark on your forehead, and all chosen sunbreathers have a red mark on their head somewhere. And then Tanjiro's like, well, no, I wasn't born like that, so no, blah, blah, blah. But then you learn in the next episode, when he's singing that lullaby to Nezuko, I mean, you learn this just by looking at him, but, I mean, it just comes out and says it in the next episode. Tanjiro's eyes are red.
Hmm, interesting.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah. Couple that with the fact that Tanjiro has said that Hinokami Kagura just feels natural to him. Gee, I wonder what that could mean.
Yeah, they also mentioned that his father had a small mark as well.
Yeah.
Curious. There's definitely a few little threads there that hint,
what a coincidence.
They might get back to.
And oh my god, does he fucking use Hinokami Kagura so great in that fucking episode.
Yeah.
Jesus actual Christ.
Like, he goes so hard that it gives Daki Muzan flashbacks.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah, dang. Like, I feel like this episode is essentially Tanjiro needs a Snickers, but he probably should eat the Snickers right away or else he'd die.
Yeah, it's
Like, the fact that, like, he's going so hard here that he's forgetting to breathe.
Yes. But, like, he's, like, fucking, like, just, he's, like, gone, like, full Matrix mode. Like, everything's moving slow for him, and, like, he's, like, slashing everything immediately and stuff. Like, he actually makes contact with Daki's neck. He's actually straight up about to kill her at the end when he remembers to breathe.
Yeah, he gets the, like, memory of, like, his little sister telling him to breathe. It's, like, I do love the incorporation of kind of, like, Tanjiro's, like, family and, like, their spirits kind of being incorporated into the story. They're very vague about what's up with that, but it's, like, it's an interesting, like, that kind of helps tie everything back into, like, hey, Tanjiro is a family man. He cares about people and especially the memories and legacy of his family.
You know who else is a family person and who cares about people?
No.
Who?
Fucking Nezuko.
Oh, right? Man, yeah.
Oh, Nezuko. Star of the show.
I've been waiting so long for this scene.
Holy I know. God, this fucking is such a good scene.
And I get there, I'm like, holy fucking Nezuko.
Nezuko stands, get yourselves out. You got the scene to be happy about.
Yeah, people complain that Nezuko doesn't get out of the box enough. Here she is, out of the box.
Oh my god.
Nezuko is out of the box.
I love how episode 6 ends, too, where it's like her crushing Daki's head.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And where Daki's like, holy shit, why? How is she regenerating so fast?
Like, she's regenerating faster than her. It's like Muzan tier levels.
Yeah.
My god, like, she's gone Super Demon 2.
Daki even says she's regenerating as fast as an upper Kizuki would.
Yeah. Another interesting thing to note that, like, this is never really, like, explained in the series, even in the manga, but it's like, notice that Nezuko gets these marks on her body when she's going full demon.
Uh-huh.
That might be connected to something that they talk about later.
Maybe. Maybe.
Nah, she just likes weed.
Oh my god.
I'm a terrible person.
I guess it kind of looks like a weed leaf.
I mean, Muzan does say the demon in the hemp leaf patterned robe.
I guess, yeah.
I assumed it was just, you know, a hemp-made robe that had a leaf pattern on it, but...
Yeah.
I guess Nezuko's using her fire powers for something.
Oh my...
She's really blazing it.
Speaking of...
I mean, yeah, she did get some munchies after, so maybe...
She uses her fire powers on Daki, and we get a little flashback there. Ooh. From Daki, specifically.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, of, like, her past.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some dude leading her to burn.
Oof.
And apparently someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they aren't her memories.
Although, well, no, that's not that we're not talking about Muslim's memories there.
Those are Daki's memories.
I misunderstood what you meant. Yes. No.
Yeah, someone else was left to burn too. But anyway, later Uzui comes in with such a flashy entrance that he's already chopped off Taki's.
You're already dead.
Yeah, you're not an upper rank. Shut up, I'm not talking to you.
And then she starts crying.
She does. Her headless head, her head that is now removed from its body is crying.
With her face like half burned off too.
Oh god, yeah, that was so creepy.
Nightmare fuel.
Yep.
Like she had like this face on her, like this, like hold on, like she was like ready to fuck. She was like ready to fucking kill.
Yeah, but Uzui's not having it.
And Uzui's like yelling at Tanjiro. He's like, "No one told Nezuko to become a flashy demon."
I love that. That was fucking great.
She needs to join the flashy guild.
I love her. Just like, yeah, she's making a flashy demon, but nobody said she could do that. So tell her to knock it off.
You see, there's a flashy union that you have to join before you can be flashy. Nezuko didn't do the proper paperwork, unfortunately.
And Nezuko
is Muzan allowed to be flashy?
He doesn't follow the rules. That's why he needs to be killed.
Yeah, see, Muzan's not allowed. Problem.
So his only crime is unauthorized flashiness.
Exactly. The humans and everything he's killed, nah, that's normal.
It's just unauthorized. He's got to eat somehow, right?
Yeah, our boy's got a feast.
Yeah, man.
It's just unauthorized flashiness.
Yep.
Well, you know who's not flashy at all? It's that fucking brother. Jesus fucking Christ.
I completely forgot that he literally comes out of Daki.
There's so much I forgot about him.
Oh my gosh, he was so unsettling. Oh.
Also, that's not the voice I was expecting for him, but it kind of works.
Agreed.
So unsettling.
Yeah,
that's Yutaro for you.
Like, also, his personality is like incel 2.0.
He's calling her calling Yuzuri just like this beefcake hunk of a man. Then he's like, I kind of want you to die like right now.
You have three wives! Now you definitely have to die!
Yeah, and he's like scratching his own skin off. It's, oh, God, who is so unsettling? And he's got these commas. Just, oh, the commas are just, oh my God.
Yeah, hard to believe that's also the same voice actor as the cute baseball boy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's in Ace of Diamond, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He's the main baseball boy.
I know he also voices Yuiga in We Never Learn.
Yeah, it was just like making a joke like, hey, this guy voices a lot of the Gumdrop Boys, and now he's voicing.
Oh, yeah. This guy is definitely a Gumdrop Boy. Definitely.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, Ryota Osaka. He is also the main character in Devil is a Part-Timer.
Oh, excellent.
I see.
And Staz and Bloodlad. Very different types of characters.
So I like how Muzan, you get that weird, that kind of creepy scene where she's like lying in Muzan's lap and he's like petting her hair and stuff. And it's like, he's like, there's one demon who got away from me. Kind of like that other girl.
Oh, yeah.
Killer for me. And she's like, okay.
You can definitely tell who Daki's simping for.
Yeah, plot twist, or not plot twist, but narrator voice. She didn't kill her.
No, she did
thought
not.
She could. She thought she could, and then Nezuko went fucking sicko mode.
I feel like there's a lot of things Daki thought she would be doing this day.
I think Daki's theme song is How Did This Happen to Me?
Well, big bro Gyutaro's here to save the day, I guess.
And she cries about how she's being bullied and how she's how all of these people just came to bully her. It's like, I really like the little subtle effect. Like, so Uzui's coming up on him to slash the dude, and then it just like flashes Gyotaro's eye that says upper six right before he just like hits Uzui.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because like right up until that point in that episode, you're like, oh, if she's not upper six, who the fuck is?
Found him.
Technically, the answer is they both are.
Yep.
Yeah, the pose they do at the end too, like, it gives me like Toguro Brothers vibes from like
Yu Yu Hakusho. It does.
With how like Elder Toguro would always go on like younger Toguro's back. Oh god. Back. Yeah.
Oh god. Like, his scratching reminds me of another character I know too. Oh, I forget who. Where he's like just scratching himself while talking.
Yeah.
It's like I'm picturing it, but I can't remember who.
It's reminding me of that one character from Assassination Classroom from the Island arc.
Oh, yeah. The crazy guy. I just talked about him.
Yeah, that's why that's coming to mind for me.
Well, I guess here's one guy he reminds me of. That dude from My Villain Academia.
Oh, I mean, Shigaraki, I guess.
Shigaraki. Yeah, hand dude. He scratches himself a lot.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yep.
In much the same way, it has a very creepy manner of speech. It's like this guy.
Yeah.
I could see it.
But yeah, no, this guy is easily the most unsettling demon I have fucking seen in this entire series.
Yutaro's a thing.
Especially with his, like, weird-ass anatomy. It's like...
Yeah.
You can tell that, like, it's human-like, but it's been, like, heavily...
He's been disfigured. And I imagine he was also in that fire.
Probably. Oh, you did say you saw someone else.
I'm making inferences there, but like, also, yeah, the Muzan's memories was interesting. The Muzan where Tanjiro is saying the exact fucking words.
I've heard these words before. Wait, these aren't my memories.
Muzan.
I actually went into Muzan's hard drive. Where's the back button?
I love how it's like, these are from Muzan's cells. I'm like, cells have memories? Typically that's in the brain, Doki, but...
It's Muzan logic, don't question it.
I mean, remember, Muzan gives you his blood and you become a demon like him.
I know.
He gives you too much of his blood, you die.
It's like Inuyasha, like, you're technically not Naraku, but you're part of Naraku.
Yeah, no, I get it, I'm just making fun.
You know, here we have.
The other thing I want to mention, though, is like the animation in these episodes is so good.
Oh my gosh, like, the whole Hinokami-Kagura fight, just, oh, fuck.
The way they animate all like the different movements of Daki, too, with like that one point where, like, the ribbons and stuff.
Like, once all the ribbons come back to her and she's like way faster, but then like our injured Tanjiro is able to fucking keep up with her, and there's like, you see all the fast movements, like, oh, fucking hell, man. It's so good.
It was really well done. I mean, that's UFO Table for you.
Yes. UFO Table just needs to make more anime.
Yes, they do.
They're probably already working themselves to death.
Probably. This is probably true.
Muzan just needs to visit them, and then they can make anime forever.
I feel like that will just make it a more hostile work environment.
How dare you screw up his animation cell!
Now you become a demon, so you can work on it forever.
But then they can be like that one dude who gets to fight forever. And he loves it.
Akaza, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. Akaza's not got any problems with the way he's being treated at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, demon life is best life, clearly.
I think Muzan needs to get an HR to, like, report all the abusive behavior.
I think Muzan needs like a middle management team so that, you know, people can do their job.
Yeah. Muzan just doesn't have the leadership skills anymore.
He's got the power, but he doesn't have the leadership. He's just kind of annoying.
Yeah. We're going to move him over to CFO.
Oh my god.
CFO.
So are we saying that Microsoft is going to buy out Muzan? Is that what we're saying?
No.
Yes,
no.
That's what we're saying.
Muzan's buying out Microsoft and renaming it Muzansoft.
Nice.
Halo will now just be a bunch of demons.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And he's hiring specifically Meowth.
Meowth, what would you do with Muzansoft? What would be your first decision?
Maybe I could just like try to get him to make some more video games or reference that Blizzard thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna make Overwatch, but with Demon Slayer characters.
Deem Sleem Watch.
It might be better than the existing Demon Slayer game.
Yeah, that's a low bar, though.
I mean, I'm the idiot that bought it, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's decent. It's decent.
I just, I was dumb and not paying attention to what it was.
What we really need is a Demon Slayer fighting game from Arc System Works.
Oh, yeah. That I'd love.
But do we have any other thoughts about these episodes?
I like how Tanjiro's like, Zenitsu, are you sleeping? And then Inosuke just gets in his way. Like, as if, don't wake up the Zenitsu.
You can definitely tell that Uzui is influencing Inosuke in
a lot of
questionable and flashy ways.
Yeah, he's having a questionable flashy. I also like how, like, Inosuke's like, how can you see while you're asleep? And he's just like, here, is this better? He like opens Zenitsu's eye and Zenitsu's like, ugh! And just closes the eye.
That was great.
Magic.
It is.
Magic Zenitsu magic.
It's Daredevil logic.
I mean, Zenitsu is Zenitsu. And, you know, there's the good and the bad that comes with it. He's
we also, oh, we also learned that Uzui has that same hearing thing that Zenitsu does.
Yep.
On some level.
Yep.
I mean, he is the sound Hashira.
Yeah, as someone who, that's definitely not a death flag at all, but as someone who has not read any of the manga, all of this was a very pleasant surprise for me. It was really cool to watch. Like, I knew that Nezuko had a transformation because that kind of got spoiled when people were whining about it.
Yeah, people got pissy about it.
People on both sides of it got pissy about it, but anyway.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I knew it was gonna happen. I just didn't know it was gonna happen here and now. And oh my god, I didn't know she was gonna just be like so fucking sadistic.
Yep. Sure will be future when that happens again.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be able to control it better in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious what you're going to think about the remainder of this fight.
Going to be interesting.
Uzui definitely hasn't had any death flags.
Nope.
No, not at all.
Nothing bad happens in the entertainment district.
Nope.
It's a safe place, guys.
Nothing bad happens in the brothel.
Yeah, no one's dead. It's a safe
place. Oh my god, when she fucking killed all those people just like effortlessly, it's just like, oh my god. Dude, the dude comes out and is like, hey, what's with the sword? Why are you yelling at her? And she's like, just shut up. And like, told her, get away. And then she just kills everyone.
Yeah, that's what
But it
she
shows
does.
How much of a fucking Giga Chad Tanjiro is for like getting in front of the one dude and having his whole chest slashed open.
Yep.
And then he's woken up by his brother, like, and he's like, his dream brother, I guess, like, you know, you've got to save our sister or she won't be herself anymore. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I liked this. I liked these episodes.
I can tell. I'm glad I liked them too. They are good episodes.
Indeed. But yeah, I guess we don't have anything else. Might as well get out of here until we get hyped about the next set of episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's more?
I love how, you know, last episode of this podcast, I was complaining about how, like, a lot of nothing was happening. And then, you know, the exact next week, they give me everything I wanted and more.
Yep.
Like, to the point where the second of the two episodes felt short by comparison because just not as much happened, but I was still satisfied.
Cool.
Yeah. I feel like the remainder of this arc is, like, all a continuous uphill, like, road of hypeness.
Good.
I would agree with that.
All aboard the hype train. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Muzan's the conductor.
Nothing bad will happen on Muzan's train because Muzan won't let it. If something bad happens on the train, Muzan will kill it.
Yeah. If something bad happens on the train, it's Muzan.
I mean, well, yes.
He'll keep
nothing bad will happen to Muzan on the train.
There you go. See, we got this figured out.
Eat me, Muzan.
Yep.
In what way?
Yes.
In all of the ways?
Oh, God. Anyways, Laser, where can people find you?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find my Toonami-focused articles over on Toonami Faithful, and you can also find me often on the Toonami Faithful podcast, and you can also find me on the Dumb Weebs podcast.
And J-Mac.
You can find me on Twitch and TikTok as J-Mac-a-Freak. Twitter as at Real J-Mac-a-Freak. I'll probably be simping for Uzui over there. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
And Meowth.
You can find me at Meowth900 on Twitter.com. Also on this thing. And also on MHA Pod sometimes. And also on Seinfeld Podcast About Nothing, a.k.a. Yada, yada, yada with James. Oh, did James look trying to sell himself to editors, so. And him on Twitter if you want. He's a cool guy.
Indeed. If you need someone to edit a podcast, definitely hit up James.
Watch as James now just gets a hit from everyone wanting to start their own podcast.
Well, I mean, that's good business for him, then.
But yeah, as for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ. Then I write various things for all-comic.com, as well as Comic Faithful. So you can check out my writing over there. Then I do some podcasts besides this one. The Dumb Weeps podcast at Dumb Weeps Pod. Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod. Saturday Night Shaggy at Sat Night Shaggy. And then I occasionally pop up on the Toonami Faithful podcast at Toonami Podcast. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/Demon Slayer Podcast. And on the Toonami Faithful website itself at ToonamiFaithful.com/Demon Slayer Podcast. And the podcast is on basically everything at this point. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbay.
Are we actually on YouTube?
We are not on YouTube, actually.
As usual. There just needs to be asked every episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah, all my other podcasts are on YouTube at this point, besides, like, Demon Slayer.
Alas, the Demon Slayer podcast is the odd man out. You cannot hear.
I have a few interviews on YouTube, on the Toonami Faithful YouTube, but we don't have like a YouTube for the podcast.
Yeah, and if you follow this podcast on Twitter, you should definitely consider following the people that they mention in their tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, where was I? Yeah, we're on basically everything besides YouTube. So go rate, review us, listen to all the episodes, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Tie your friends down and make them listen to us.
Yeah, make them listen to us talk about Mugen Train like for like seven episodes.
Help! I still have PTSD.
We'll talk about it again and again.
We're just gonna do an endless eight kind of thing where
We already have been though.
Yeah, but now we're gonna do it seven more times.
It'll be the exact same dialogue every time, except for like one sentence.
Yes. I don't. If I ever talk about Demon Train again, it's gonna be, I like Train.
Nope, it's gonna be just like the Endless Eight.
Okay.
Oh my god. Anyways, that does it for this episode. So we will see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Choo-choo.